Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to the Room 104 podcast with Cormac Moore and Saoirse Long.
FM 104.
Win yourself a €25 Just Eat voucher a little bit later on if you don't want to make yourself dinner, or you just be like, you know what, you deserve a takeaway after the hectic week you've had already. A €25 Just Eat voucher could be yours. If you want to win it, come on and play Shock Jocks. All you need to do is answer a few multiple choice questions. Just know that every single question that you get wrong, we get our heads blown off because there is a shock collar meant for a dog strapped around our throats. Now, speaking of dogs, you might have seen these pop up on your social medias. They've gone viral over the last while, but some genius has created little doggy umbrellas.
Which is such a good idea because, you know, sometimes I kind of feel bad when dogs are wearing big coats and they've got a little hood and it's hurting their ears. And, you know, my mom was a veterinary nurse for years and she was like, they don't need coats and jumpers and all this kind of stuff. This is ideal. It's not touching them, but it's keeping the rain off their back.
It's amazing. You just see this tiny little dog walking around, smile on its face,
yeah,
and an umbrella, little doggy umbrella on its back. Well, we've gotten hold of the genius behind the doggy umbrellas, and he joins us on the line now. Glenn Doyle, sir, how are you?
I'm not bad at all, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, Glenn. Why did you think that this was something that we needed to have in our lives? And it is, by the way.
Yeah. It's a funny old situation. Basically, what I do for a living is, like, I travel the world running poker tournaments. And for obvious circumstances, over the last, like, nearly 2 years now, we've not been able to do poker. So we kind of turned our hand to golf. A lot of the staff and the people who play with us play golf.
Yeah.
And the golf tournament started going well, so we decided we'll bring in some branded merchandise. And over the course of a conversation one day with our umbrella supplier, we supply branded golf umbrellas, they said, hey, look, do you want to have a look at these items and see, you know, what the situation is after a conversation arose speaking about, you know, the amount of rainfall we get at home in Ireland?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, look, let's give it a bash. I love them personally. So I done a little bit of research, had a look around, like, you know, the pet shops around Ireland and stuff, and seen that, wow, nobody is selling these. I thought, that has to be a niche in the market, you know. There's people out there that will definitely use these things. So we decided to do a little trial run, and we took over 50 of them, and they virtually sold out in no time.
No way.
Then a journalist contacted me saying, like, they're the best thing she's ever seen, you know, and she'd love to do an article about them. And ever since the article went live, like, my phone, I never needed to charge my phone twice in a day, you know, and now it's happening with, like, messages, phone calls, emails. It's been absolutely insane. It's been amazing, you know.
We're going to see you on, like, the Irish version of Dragon's Den in a few years going, entrepreneur made his millions from dog umbrellas. Just sitting there, we're going, yep, it's a no from me.
But Glenn, do you know what I love about this? Like, obviously for the dog isn't going to get wet, but it's also not getting irritated by having this thing on its back, you know, that kind of way. But for the owner, it's no smell, because, you know, they roll around in the wet and the rain and they're disgusting. They come back in, you have to wash them, you don't have to do anything.
Exactly, yeah. Like, there's a huge amount of positives we feel in them. One is obviously the fact that they're transparent.
Right,
you can see what your dog is doing at all times. If, you know, they were a black or, you know, a dark coloured umbrella, you wouldn't be able to see your dog eating stuff and the like.
No.
So the fact that they're transparent is huge. Then second of all, like, it's one item, so you don't have to go attaching it to your dog's lead and stuff. It comes as all in one unit, and it's, you know, it's as easy as a human umbrella to use. So if it wasn't raining one day, you know, you didn't need to bring a normal lead and then the pet umbrella lead out, which at the same time, you can just put the canopy down and away you go.
Now, can I just ask, what's the feedback like from the dog?
It depends. It's the same, like, myself and my girlfriend have a little chihuahua, and she doesn't really like wearing the jackets or anything.
Right.
So when she has the umbrella on, I think she gets a small bit of a shock for the first, you know, couple of seconds that she's wearing it. But after that, it's away we go, because the dog can still turn around. It's as free as it normally would be and still see you, the owner, through the umbrella, you know. If the dog couldn't see him,
he'd be panicking then. Yeah,
where has he gone kind of thing, you know? No. But with the dog being able to see you still at all times, it's the feeling of comfort for the dog still remains there, you know?
And I tell you, is this just kind of for maybe walking the dog? Because obviously he wouldn't leave this on when he's out the back garden going around the
place.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, they're extremely light, but obviously they're going to be used for predominantly smaller pets.
Yeah, they
fit on some bigger dogs, but they're mainly a smaller thing. But the dog still wouldn't like carrying around. It's not like, it's a need. So it has to go onto a collar or a harness of your dog.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'd never really leave the lead, on your dog when it's, you know, doing its own stuff or whatever.
Can I ask you then about the poker tournaments?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
That's obviously really interesting that you kind of get to travel the world putting these on. And I mean, I don't know if you've seen, what was that recent movie about, based on a true story with the red-haired actress?
Card Counter, was that one?
No.
Or Molly's Game.
Molly's Game. Yeah, that was one.
Brilliant film.
Brilliant movie.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining you in similar situations now, Glenn, in a sexy dress, putting on these high-class games up in hotels. But how did you get into running poker tournaments around the world?
Basically, when we were younger and still in school, one of my friends, unfortunately at a young age, lived with his mom and she passed away. So he lived at home, you know, at a young age all alone. It just wasn't a nice experience. So as friends, we all used to meet in his house and we started playing, you know, some small games of cards between friends. And it was a win-win for everybody. You know, he got company. Yeah. We all had a bit of fun. And I won it a couple of times. So I started saying, oh, you know, winning these, I thought was like, oh, I'm going to be a professional poker player. And I started playing in my local pub then, and I won that a couple of times. The guy who organised the game in the pub, he offered to show me how to start dealing poker. So I done that, and then, like, when I, you know, try do something, I always want to give it, like, 110%, you know, it takes all my focus. So I just started learning the different ins and outs in the industry, you know, kind of met the right people and stuff and worked super hard. Like, we've got a rule book, and I think for every single day for 6 months, I read the rules, like, so I just had them ingrained in my head. And, you know, so it then moved on that it's very much like a word of mouth industry in relation to the staffing side of it.
Yeah.
So meeting the right people just led on to further things. And also, like, I'm currently on the phone to you guys. I'm over in Norway, actually, at a large event over here. So nice timing for that.
Very nice timing for that. Yeah. So you're busy.
Busy. We're starting our first tournament back in Ireland, actually. Day the restrictions end on the 22nd. And
well, I don't want to put a downer. I don't want to put a downer on
they're
you. Let me get the press release out here now.
It's not guaranteed, but your luck.
Fingers crossed. I hope it is.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, they're just kind of worried now. They're shitting the bed a little bit at the moment with the figures the way they are. But listen, as is, it is going ahead, and fingers crossed it will. But you've had a fantastically interesting life. So you seem to be able to put your hand to Anton, and you wound up in Norway doing poker. Like, have you ever been involved in, what are the biggest games that you've organised? Because you see some of the poker tournaments on TV, and it's like, there's £1 million on the table kind of job. And it's like, what in the name of God? Like, but, I mean, are they that big, or are they more kind of, as you said, hotel, pub kind of level?
No, the ones I do, like, they range anywhere from maybe €100 to €1 million to pay into the tournament.
Sorry, what?
So, yeah, exactly.
So, like, this is serious.
Whoa, hang on a second now. Say that again. £1 million to pay to play your game of poker.
Yeah, we had a tournament there recently enough, and I think it was London, and there was like 60 people all put up £1 million each. It was actually £1,050,000, and all the 50,000 went to charity, which was awesome. So that's one of them that I'd be working at.
Pot then is 60 million?
Exactly, yeah.
That's insane!
What?
For poker?
Yeah, we kind of have a joke. Yeah, like, at the end of the day, you know, people are paying in, like, you know, the price of a couple of houses in Dublin. And, you know, at the end of it, we might give them more houses, you know.
It's a
different kind of world. It's not all as glorious as it seems, of course, but it's a cool environment to be in, you know.
How? I'm just, obviously these are super rich, probably close to billionaire types of people that you're going to be working with. I say, are those kind of games behind closed doors in that it's not, the people don't want to be too public about it?
Yeah, most of them would be advertised. Like, if you've got the money, you're probably already in the circle for them kind of game,
right,
you know?
Yeah. Mm.
But there's a lot of other types of, like, tournaments where they call them satellites, where you can buy in for a small amount. You don't win cash, you might just win a ticket into that tournament,
yeah.
You know? So it's like kind of smaller steps to get into the bigger games and stuff. And that's kind of the way it is the whole trip.
Jeez.
Yeah, no, I know. It's a different level, isn't it, altogether?
Just a bit, yeah.
Yeah, they're all on YouTube, actually, all them now. They've started, it's called, I can't remember the name, Triton is the name of that one. But we do, with a number of different companies, the different size buy-ins and such, and travelling to all different places for them.
I can't get over that.
No.
When I thought you were going to say first a million, like, was the prize fund. I was like, wow. And I'm just off the wrong end of the scale, Saoirse. My God. That's insane.
Yeah.
What are it you doing like with dog umbrellas?
He was bored.
It was there was a small part of that, all right. There was the aspect of, well, look, you know, there's no live poker on the scale that I kind of do it for. But it turned out to be nearly 2 years. So when we just, one thing just led to another. Like, I love golf. So playing the golf, and then side and right, you know, everybody loves golf, that it being the, not everybody, of course, but a lot of people in the industry. So it was one of, I think, golf and tennis may have been the only sports.
Yeah, they were allowed to do early enough, yeah.
Yeah, so we decided, look, we'll, you know, we'll do these for the crack. We'll give a different aspect, keep the poker community kind of together and stuff. And then one thing led to another. We says, oh, okay, look, it's going well. Let's get some merchandise. We can sell umbrellas, you know, at a cheaper price than you buy in the shops and stuff. And then,
as it always is, one thing led to another, and then there's dog umbrellas, and there's people paying a million quid into a poker tournament, and it's just lads.
But how much are we paying for these dog umbrellas?
We're doing a special offer on them at the moment due
only
to all like the media interest and stuff. Yeah, well, I'll give you two for a million.
Bargain.
We're doing them for €10 for one, €19 for two, and €25 for three. Most people, like a lot, we've had a lot of feedback that's actually been quite interesting, where people have been saying, you know, for the real dog lovers and the dog enthusiasts, they've said that every year they buy a new jacket or a new collar or something for the dog, and it's like it's the same kind of item you're buying over. And then once these have been, you know, kind of went viral now, it's like, wow, I've got something new to buy my dog. And you know yourself, if you've got a dog, you'll bring it on a walk, you'll meet other dog owners. And it's the same thing as, like, how my life went. One thing just leads to another. So you've got one person walking it, other people seeing it, like, whoa, that's cool.
Certain dogs are jealous.
There you go, yeah. It's fashion. It's keeping up with the Joneses dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But listen,
and the fact that, like, nobody has ever really seen them in Ireland as well is, like, the non-dog people think they're, like, a joke item and an oddity, but they're, like, they're a fully functional item, you know? They're not like you buy it once, you walk down the road and you just throw it in the bin.
Well, then make a good Christmas present, because, I mean, come January, it's probably going to be raining constantly anyway.
Well, come next week, we've just seen by the weather forecast. It'll be raining now until probably 2028 by the looks of things. Well, listen, Glenn, I think we should put in the calendar just to ring Glenn in a year, just to see what he's up to then.
Yeah.
You know, just to see what other things you kind of come across and wind up doing and getting involved in. Yeah. But is there a website for people to check out, or Instagram for the pet umbrellas?
Yeah, so at the moment, just due to being away and stuff, I've not been able to put a huge amount of time into building the website, but everybody can contact us through the Instagram page directly, and that's pet_umbrellas_Ireland, or they can contact us through like our golf merchandise kind of page called The Green Felts, and then our email for that is glenn@thegreenfelts.com. So we're taking all the orders through the Instagram directly, predominantly.
Perfect. Well, listen, it's pet_umbrellas_Ireland if you want to go have a look and check it out. And then if you have a spare million lying around in the back garden, you can also get in touch with Glenn about those high stakes poker games as well. But listen, Glenn Doyle, thanks a million for popping on. Very best of luck with everyone, and we'll chat to you soon.
Guys, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it. Stay safe.
No worries. Thanks very much at all. Listen, if you've ever been affected by gambling, remember to gamble responsibly. You can visit gambleaware.ie. €25 Just Eat voucher is up for grabs next as well. First, though, Tom Grennan, a little bit of love. It's F104.